Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Doing his gig in Andy's today. And we just had Mary Kay Cabot with us from the owners' meeting. She's down there, and she said it was a small little gathering of folks listening to the Haslams. Perfect time for the Haslams to do it if you're looking from their standpoint. Let's just get this out there. And they're talking stadium. We're going to talk stadium. We're going to talk contract extensions. We're going to talk Christmas Day. Andrew Berry spoke today. We're going to hear from Andrew Berry coming up here in the show. But Scott is in Cleveland. He's been hanging on to talk about stadium. Hi, Scott.
Thanks for waiting, Scott.
How you doing? First-time caller.
Awesome. Nice, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to be the first moment of the show and first what did you learn today, winner? Okay, so what? There's four airports near downtown. You got Lost Nation, you got Cuyahoga County Airport, you got Medina Airport on Route 18, you have Hopkins. Those are all within a half hour of downtown Cleveland.
And Akron, okay? Canton's only about an hour away.
Right. So what will you do? You get rid of Burke. Burke's a dead ground. There's like two planes landing there every day. It's a dead piece of ground. You could put a championship link style golf course. You could have a stadium, and you could have Cedar Point even come in there. There's like what 10,000? It's got to be about 10,000 acres from aviation over to the Coast Guard, and then from the shoreway over to the lake. So you put a couple marinas in there. You put an amusement park, a link-style golf course for a PGA Pro tournament to come down there, and then you have football. How can you beat that?
Scott, how are you paying for it?
Well, I'm chipping in after I win the Mega Millions tonight. So.
Congratulations,
I'm
Scott.
I'm pulling for you.
It's very generous of you.
I'll be the front to make sure you get that country club membership that comes with that link-style golf course.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all in, just like we were with the Cavs in 2016, right?
There you go.
But Scott, I mean, look, Burke Airport's a dead piece of land. You got all that land down there you could do so much with. And keep the stadium. We're going to let Haslam bring a soccer team up to Cleveland, and they can use that for soccer.
Scott, let me throw this one at you. And I don't know this as a fact. I've always been told that Burke has to be there for something involving national defense as a North Coast type of defense thing. I don't know that to be true, but I've heard that from numerous sources.
Okay, that could be true. And for one, I'm a fan of the air show. I love the air show. I look forward to it every year. I get it, but we have to make a sacrifice. You want more people down there? That's one weekend. People could go up to Detroit or go to Dayton for the weekend or for the day for the air show. You know what I mean?
I get it. Scott, thank you. Appreciate the call for the first time.
That airport has always been kind of the great question of Cleveland, of why it's there, what it's doing there. Everybody, it seems like we all have like six different reasons why that airport is there, and nobody can hammer home the one or any.
I've always heard actual defense purposes.
I've heard defense purposes. I have heard that in case of an emergency landing, you need to have an airport that's X amount of miles from your airport, and Burke counts as that. I've heard so many different reasons. I've heard some of it involving the clinic, that the clinic may have something to do with it as well in keeping that airport there. There's so many different reasons and rumblings and rumors, and nothing has ever been hammered down, except we all look at that and go, that is prime lakefront property. Why in the world are we using it for what we're using it for?
not even a good IndyCar track.
No.
Too bumpy and too turny. It's Tyler's in Avon.
Yeah,
Tyler.
Great for the air show.
Yeah, Tyler.
Yeah, good morning. I, too, am a first-time caller, long-time listener.
Terrific.
Love the
Thank
show.
You.
Very nice, man. Thank
job.
You for calling.
We appreciate you joining.
Absolutely. I've grown up in Northeast Ohio. I'm a West Sider. I love having the stadium on the lake. But at this point in time, I have to say I'm a big fan. I think we need to do it right. Build a stadium with a dome, hopefully retractable, so we can take advantage of our beautiful weather in the summertime and enjoy the elements of the outdoors. But, you know, you got to give it credit to the Haslams. You know, they're paying money to the players, attracting players, bringing them to Cleveland. This is another element that would add to building this winning culture that we're in the process of doing. I think it's working. So I hope they continue to go down this path and build a state-of-the-art dome facility.
Would you like it retractable, Tyler, or would you like a dome, or does it not matter?
I would like retractable, like I said, just to keep, you know, we can enjoy the nice weather when we have it. I've been to Indianapolis a couple of times for the Big Ten championship game, and it is nice. And, you know, December, sitting there inside enjoying, you know, watching football, not, you know, being really cold and having to deal with the elements, it's much more enjoyable, for sure.
Tyler, thank you very much. See, that's a reasonable thought that a lot of folks don't want to embrace when it comes to a closed facility, whether it's permanently closed or whether it's a dome facility. If folks in Cleveland need, I think, any convincing, and Dan, I don't need any convincing because I've always thought retractable would be terrific, and if not, I could deal with a dome.
Yeah.
How much fun did folks in Detroit have last year?
They had a blast. Absolute blast.
Why did they?
Because their team was very, very good, and the fighting Dan Campbell's kept on fighting.
End of story. I've been in that facility. It's an okay dome facility. It actually, when you walk around Ford Field, and I've been up there for Mid-American Conference stuff, it feels to me like you're kind of walking through a shopping mall. Mm-hmm. And I didn't like it. And I've been in there. I've called a couple of Browns games in there.
Right.
It's weird.
Yeah, you're like watching football in a garage.
It's not a typical dome. But by golly, those folks had an absolute blast in there because their team was fun and entertaining, and they weren't freezing their you-know-whats off late in the year.
Right.
And I know everybody wants to embrace the outdoors and the tough, and it's Cleveland and everything else. Folks, if you put a retractable or even a dome facility here, it would take very little time before people absolutely loved it. Some folks never would. Okay, let's be honest. Some folks never would. But other folks don't go down to the stadium in November and December because the elements are too questionable, or they don't want to, you know, it's going to be cold and you just don't want to deal with it.
And if those folks would like, they can come to my home on those days and remove their shirts and shovel my snow.
That's very nice.
That's the way that I look at it.
Remove their shirts.
It's just one of those, like, come on. Like, we're really being serious about this? Of like, well, you know, there's something about standing out there in the snow. Talk to anybody who was at that Christmas Eve game and ask them about what it was like sitting there for that. Like, are you out of your mind? The only thing I have against retractable versus just doming it is the fact that those retractable roofs have gotten better, but they still break. And yeah, you still got to fix them, and you still got to invest in them, and you still got to. And it's one of those, like, okay, it'd be really nice so that we could have, what, man, if we play our cards right, 5 games in the sun?
No, you know what? And I'm serious about this. It's the Phelps meteorological theory. Our seasons have shifted about 3 weeks. So summer lasts here until early October. And then fall lasts until early November. So you basically have 8 weeks of a football season, maybe even a little bit more, where the weather's not going to be awful. I know we can get a snowstorm in October, we can get one in November.
Where?
But honestly, it's pretty decent here until about mid-November these days. And, you know, you can leave that baby open for at least half the games. Half the home games. But see, that's 4 games. Do you want to spend the extra billion so you can have 4 or 5 games outside? Maybe not. Maybe you just dome it and call it a day.
I mean, Chase,
Minnesota's isn't retractable, right? I think it's completely enclosed.
That's completely domed.
And
yes,
it's considered, the Athletic did rankings of stadiums last year, number one stadium in all the NFL. The Mercedes, it's in a Mercedes-Benz.
No, that's the old Superdome.
That was Atlanta.
Yeah, that's the old. Oh, no, you're right. That is Atlanta. You're right.
Yeah, and then whatever it's, I forget what it's called in Minnesota. Forgive me. It's all the sponsors. All I know is it's a beautiful facility, and the Athletic ranked it as the number one stadium, which, by the way, in those same rankings, they had Cleveland Browns Stadium ranked 19th. I thought it would be in like the bottom five.
Yeah,
it wasn't.
Kidding. They had it
at 19. It's already been renovated once. As I've always said, it's a great place to go watch a football game.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go watch a football game. If you're looking for more, well, and which NFL owner isn't,
right?
That's where this is. We'll be talking more about this as it continues. Haslam's also said extensions in the works for Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry. We both agree, Dan, yes, extend them. We think they've done a fine job. Let me ask you this, though. How long should an extension be for those guys?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They each are in the last year of their deal. I would say
four.
I would say a five-year extension is too much, and a two-year is too little. So I would say a 3 or 4 year extension.
I'd go a 4 year extension for the two of them. 4 years makes a lot of sense.
So this, they'd have this one and then four more after this.
It would be,
so they'd be tied up for five.
Right. You'd be tied up for 5 years, and it lets them see the whole plan through. It lets Andrew Berry see what he has built until he has to figure out what he is going to build next. And at that point we can look at it and go, is the foundation of this team, and is the way that this team is put together, is it sustainable, or do we need to find a different direction?
I think that's fair. If you had this year and three more, I think that could work as well. And if I was the Haslams, I would try to get that. This year and three more, I think that's fine. If you had to do four, fine. I wouldn't want to do this year and five. It's the NFL. Things change in a hurry. We all know that.
Absolutely.
But I certainly think these guys deserve an extension, and I would think that they'll get an additional 3 or 4 years.
And Andrew Berry was asked about it down in Orlando.
And Berry's, I'll throw that one in. You know, Andrew didn't say that about himself, but you know, I think he's not been perfect. Neither's Kevin Stefanski, but I think they're sharp young guys who are clearly good at what they do. Doesn't mean you're going to last for 25 years, but I think they're both really good at what they do. I'm glad the Haslams are working with them. Whatever the extension is, it'll be enough. How's that? It'll be enough.
Oh, they'll be compensated. That's for certain.
We just heard Andrew Berry. He spoke today at the owners' meetings in Florida. More comments from Andrew Berry coming up as we continue right here on Baskin and Phelps with Menigan in for Andy today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.